This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, May 6, 2024. Stand up for your country. Well, it was late breaking news today about a possible ceasefire in Gaza. We hope that will come to fruition, but we caution you not to believe what is going to be initially reported. There's always much, much more to this stuff. I'll give you the outline tomorrow when I've had time to call my sources and discuss all the things that are in play. We'll have a much more authoritative report. But here's what the AP is reporting. So Egypt and Qatar are involved in negotiating a stop to the violence between the Hamas terror group and Israel. Okay? Hamas is represented by a quasi-dictator who apparently is hiding in the northern part of Gaza named Rafah. Israel Netanyahu is threatening to invade Rafah, which would mean a lot of civilian casualties. So Hamas apparently told the Egyptians and Qatar that they are willing to have a ceasefire deal, but we don't know about hostage release. So we don't know the terms right now. It's just flying around. Okay. So that's where we are. And again, we hope that it takes place. But the hostages are going to have to be defined. You can't be killing innocent people that you have taken, kidnapped, and not telling their family. You just can't. So all of that has to be part of any ceasefire. Now, if Hamas would give up the hostages and do an accounting, I think that something could happen. But again, if they've murdered people in their charge, it's going to present more problems for Hamas. The bottom line, and I hate to use that cliche, but I have to give this to you in a way that's understandable, is that I think there's a 50-50 chance that hostilities, means shooting, will stop temporarily. And again, I'll have more for you tomorrow. Now, 6 months to go before we, the American people, vote for president. That's kind of a long time in politics, but it'll be here quick. Now, in those 6 months, lots of stuff's going to happen. Lots. And unfortunately, the corporate media is not going to report it honestly. And we all know that. I don't have to go through that again. That's why you're here watching and listening to me. Why we have millions of people now on YouTube and all of our other distribution centers, all right, coming in, rejecting the corporate media and coming here, because we will never distort or lie to you about anything. Just won't. And we back up what we say, unlike most other people. All right, so right now it's billed as a heavyweight bout, Trump versus Biden, but that's really not what this election is all about. It's about progressives versus traditionalists. Because if Biden wins and gets four more years where he is absolutely in the pocket of the far left, damage to this country is going to be insane. It's going to get worse. Biden's not going to make the 4 years. That means Harris will get in, Kamala Harris. She's worse than Biden. Biden's just in a fog, okay? Harris is a true believer in far-left tenets. So I know you could say, how can it be worse? It can be. So that's what's on the ballot, all right? Trump will govern the same way he governed the first time around. He'll make deal after deal after deal. I believe that Trump would get Putin to the table on Ukraine, okay? I believe that. I could be wrong, but based upon his relationship with Putin, I think that would happen. Biden's never going to get him. Never going to happen under Biden. Okay, so that's just one example. Trump will do what he did. But Trump will also say crazy stuff. He's not going to stop saying crazy stuff. So it's a trade. Like, okay, there's the crazy stuff he's saying, but this is what he did. Versus Biden, who totally incompetent. And there's no doubt about that. I mean, it really isn't. It's the second worst president of all time. So think about the bigger picture here, but don't come to any conclusions. The head-to-head polling only matters after Labor Day. You can get a good indicator in certain states of what's happening. But as I said, a lot of things are going to happen. And that's a memo. Okay, so real clear polling averages. That's realclear.com on the internet. I don't have a lot of respect for them over there because I know the people who run it, but they do the numbers well. So if I want numbers, that's where I go. So listen to this. This is Joe Biden on all the issues, and this is the average on RealClear of all the polls. First up, economy, approved 40%, disapproved 58%. Foreign policy, approved 35%, disapproved 61%. Immigration, approved 33%, disapproved 63%. Now, who are the 33? They are the far, far left people. Inflation, approved 34%, disapproved 64%. Crime, approved 40%, disapproved 55%. Handling of Israel-Palestine, approved 32%, disapproved 62%. There's a lot of Democrats in that disapprove there. Handling of Russia-Ukraine, approved 41%, disapproved 54%. So on every important issue, Biden is severely underwater. It shouldn't even be close, but it will be close because of the hate Trump factor. And I don't see any effort by Donald Trump to moderate that at all. He's going the same way he went in 2016. He's not going to change. If he were, he would have already done it. Okay, so the Trump trial today, he got fined again for violating a gag order, another $1,000, brings up to $10,000. Judge said he might put him in jail, blah, blah, blah. All right, okay, fine. You know, if you want all that, you go to the left-wing networks. They'll give it to you ad nauseum. Here's my prediction. This will be the only Trump trial before now in the election. How about that for prediction? Okay. So the January 6th trial, Special Prosecutor Jack Smith, not happening. Supreme Court's going to rule at the end of June to kick it back to the lower courts for more definition about presidential immunity. That wipes it out this year. Mar-a-Lago documents, the Florida federal judge, is going to delay it. They're going to find a way to delay it. And even if she doesn't, it's almost impossible to convict Trump on that when Biden got a free pass. So it's, I don't know how to even do it. Fannie Willis, Fulton County, Georgia, election interference. Fannie may wind up in jail for all this. I mean, that case is falling apart. I don't know how they go there. I just don't. I don't see it. So those are the three. And so once Trump gets by this, and I'm, you know, I don't want to get in the middle of this Trump hush money trial because I've told you what the original charges are based on are extortion. And once you start there, you're going, what are you doing? Everybody knows it's political. And if he gets convicted, it'll be appeal after appeal after appeal, and it'll go into the federal courts, on and on and on and on. Okay. Final point I want to make before I get to Biden's schedule and all is this. The media is already panicking because they know Biden's numbers and his demeanor are way out there. Jonathan Carl, ABC News correspondent, Disney pays him a ton of money, did a diatribe yesterday on ABC Sunday morning or whatever they call it, the Stephanopoulos broadcast. He was filling in for George. And, you know, the usual. I wrote a message of the day about it on BillO'Reilly.com. And I'm only singling out Carl. I don't even know Carl. I never even met him. Because he epitomizes what the media is, the panic that has seized the media. So you might want to read that message of the day.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, so Biden had three things today. Went back to the White House in Delaware at 10 o'clock in the morning. He met with the West Point football team, who defeated Navy. Okay, 1 o'clock, lunch with King Abdullah of Jordan, whose wife's going around being sympathetic to Hamas. That very interesting situation. 5:15, a Cinco de Mayo party, even though it's Cinco de Seis. So he should have had the party yesterday, but he didn't. So that's what Biden did all day. Last night, 60 Minutes. Is it just me or I'm having a hard time getting through that broadcast now? Used to be my fave. Hard time getting through it. Anyway, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries was on. Go.
But 2/3 of voters think the economy was better under President Trump.
Well, that's just not the case, and we have to do a better job of laying out the facts that the economy has dramatically improved under the leadership of President Joe Biden.
Okay. I'm going to sit to the sidelines because I'm bringing in Lou Dobbs. You know Lou. Now, he is an unabashed Trump supporter. He comes to us from New Jersey, where he hosts a show, The Great America Show, Lou Dobbs, loudobbs.com, Rumble, X. Lou's having all kinds of fun out there in Jersey. So I just want to make sure that everybody knows that you are a big, big Trump supporter. But when you hear that from the Democrats, and that's going to be their pitch, that the Biden has done so, so much for the economy, we're all better off now. How would you, if you were Trump's main economic advisor, reply to that?
I just simply not reply to it. I wouldn't even pay attention to it. No one is going to listen to Joe Biden in his current condition. He's falling in every poll that is at least semi-respected in this country. And the president right now has a groundswell of support across the board. I wouldn't even pay attention to the man, no matter what he said. I'd talk about his record. I'd talk about the condition our condition is in economically, societally, politically, governmentally. We are right now on the cusp of a failed state, for crying out loud.
Why? Well, I define that. Why do you think we're on the cusp of a failed state? What is the big driver of failure, in your opinion?
In my opinion, having a 2,000-mile-long border that's been turned over by Joe Biden to the Mexican drug cartels,
okay.
Bill.
All right. So the border issue. But I think there's an opportunity here for the Republicans and Trump. When you hear a guy like Hakeem Jeffries say, oh, no, Biden's doing a great job with the economy, much better than Trump. And then you compare at the grocery store. That's all you have to do is price compare, because that's where people feel the economy, at the grocery store and at the gas tank.
And
so why would you not engage at that level? Just put on a full screen. Gallon of milk cost this in the last year of Trump's term. Now it costs this. Eggs cost this. Now it costs that. Why wouldn't you take advantage of that?
I certainly would bring that up, but I wouldn't do it in response to Joe Biden or pay any attention to his defense of hyperinflation, which we're on the cusp of again. Nor would I listen to him when he talks about the state of the economy. We're looking at an economy that has grown nicely over the last year, despite calls of recession. But here's the reality. The reality is we have an economy that's $29 trillion. We have a national debt that has grown to almost, and will approach now, $37 trillion. That's a pretty big issue for the voters, because we're looking at high rates, the prospects of high inflation, slowing growth, and the reality that stagflation is at hand.
But it's not real to them. All of those terms aren't real to them. What's real to them is they're paying more for their health insurance, they're paying more for their house insurance, their car insurance, paying more for everything. Okay, I mean, stagflation and debt, national debt, it just rolls off. But I think you can make it. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. What doesn't roll off is the fact that they're the ones paying those prices.
Right.
They're the ones paying $4 plus for gasoline. They're the ones who's watching house prices go up while you can't finance a house if you want to buy it. You're looking at tremendously higher rates and the prospect of even higher rates, because we've got idiots in the Federal Reserve who are going to try, instead of adjusting their targets, they're going to try to raise rates. And that means unemployment. And that means more dissatisfaction.
All right. You just mentioned a key word. Now, Biden's going to go out and say it's the lowest unemployment rate, job seekers, all this in history. And he's got the data to back that up. So it's what, 3-point-something%. You want to work in America, you can work. So how do you reply to that?
I don't have to, because everybody can feel it. I'm going to talk to the anxieties that Americans are feeling right now. I'm going to talk to the issue of the middle class, working men and women and their families. Those are Trump's people. That is the so-called forgotten Americans of 2016, but who are the majority of Americans as we look toward November 5th of 2024. We are talking about a real disaster. This is not something you can triangulate. This is not something anybody can play with. We have in this country right now great fear. Every poll shows it. Anxiety, fear. They don't trust the media, for crying out loud. How could they not trust the national corporate media? But it's down to the lowest that it's been in.
Yeah, no, but they simply are in disarray over there. Why is unemployment so low?
Why is it so low? Because most of it, we were watching right now, a labor market in which people are refusing to participate. They don't want to be a part of it.
They're off the grid. They're just not telling anybody what their employment status is. That's what you think?
That's a big part of it. But a bigger part of it is we're watching layoffs like we haven't seen since the last.
It's still below 4% unemployment.
Unemployment is, but the reality is that is rising from levels. We were in the 2% level. We are now looking at 4% and rising. And the job creation and layoff, job creation is declining. Layoffs are escalating. And if we don't have an intelligent response by the Federal Reserve and keep Joe Biden away from bringing in any further illegal alien labor, we can get through to November 5th, but
Well, the illegal alien labor is already here, yep. And that
much of it.
You know, the real wages have still were much higher under Trump. And that's, again, what I would go out with Trump. Final question for you. The polls, the national polls, are still pretty close. All right. Mm-hmm. With Trump winning most of them, but it's 1 or 2 points. I think the real clear average is 2 points up for Trump. So that means millions of Americans are okay with Biden. What's that mindset? I'm not okay with Biden. You're not okay with Biden. Not personal with me. It's just performance based. What is driving, do you think, the people who still support President Biden?
I think that there is a group of people, I'm going to say is something like a third to 40% of the country, that are committed progressives. And by the way, progressives, that means they're partly in the, they can go as far as the Marxist camp to moderate. But the reality is that the independents in this country right now, in poll after poll, and as you know very well, they're going to decide the outcome of this election. And independents are breaking largely for President Trump. The nostalgia in the Democratic Party, for crying out loud, for the Trump years, it is palatable and it is pollable. And what they're saying is it's very real. I think those are powerful imperatives as we are now 6 months out from that election.
All right. Lou Dobbs, everybody. Again, you can get him on loudobbs.com. That's pretty easy. It's like BillO'Reilly.com, loudobbs.com. But we appreciate it, Lou. Thanks very much. Stay safe out
great
there.
To see you, Bill.
Okay.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, protest update. Columbia University canceled their main commencement ceremony. Nice, right? Nice. First, these kids go through COVID. Then they can't graduate because the loons are running around a campus demonstrating against Israel. Emory University in Georgia, in Atlanta, they're scaling back their graduation. Chicago Art Institute, protesters broke into buildings and did all kinds of stuff over the weekend. Princeton, some students were on a hunger strike there. I went on a hunger strike when I was in college because the food was so bad. There wasn't any cause. And Oxford and Cambridge, and I mentioned this because my son was at Oxford in the fall semester. They have all kinds of pro-Palestinian encampments in Great Britain. Now, there's a poll, Morning Consult, almost 2,000 registered voters. Good, Morning Consult. You took my advice. Registered voters or likely voters, not adults. Question, ban pro-Palestinian demonstrations on American campuses. Should they be banned? 47% say yes, ban them. Opposed 30%. See, I'd be in that 30%. I don't want to ban demonstrations. You just got to obey the rules. All right, don't know 23%. So that tells me that 23% of the people polled by Morning Consult don't even know what's going on at the college campus. Dang. Okay, this is a strange story. Very strange. Here we go. We should have Twilight Zone music for these kinds of stories. So, last week on Friday, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, South Carolina, conservative Republican, appears with Neil Cavuto on Fox News. Roll the tape.
You've got groups that are funded by George Soros. There are Palestinian rights groups that I believe are involved, funded by George Soros, and they need to be off of our college campuses if they're committing violence, full stop.
All right. There's no proof that these are funded by George Soros, by the way, but their folks have denied that. But we'll see exactly where all of this money is coming from.
No, there is proof. Now, we reported it last week, along with the Washington Examiner and a few others. Not many, because there's proof. Here is the proof. And this is almost shocking to me, because on Fox News, there was an article, extensive article, about Soros funding the protesters. So that's why it's so strange. Okay. So, Students for Justice for Palestine are running the college protests. They are partially funded by the Westchester People's Action Coalition Foundation. Okay? Westchester People's Action Coalition Foundation. George Soros lives in Westchester, New York. Through the Tides Foundation, look it up, Tides, T-I-D-E-S Foundation, which Soros controls, they have donated $132,000 recently to the Westchester People's Committee. So they have to report that to the government, and that's where we got the stats. So Soros is funding them. I'm not going to say any more other than to reiterate what I said at the top. Very strange. Okay. Xi Jinping, one of my least favorite human beings, arrives in France for a couple of days of chats with Macron. And the European Union is mad at him, Xi, for supporting Russia and Ukraine. So she's coming here because he knows, because he knows the European countries may divert trade away from China. He's going to Serbia and then he's going to Hungary. Hungary is fairly sympathetic to Russia, interestingly enough. So he's over there, she's over there. Back here in America, there's a new poll by Pew, P-E-W. 3,600 U.S. adults. Wrong, Pew. Registered voters, please. Okay. Question number one. Favorable or unfavorable opinion of China about Americans, okay? Total favorable, 16%. Whoa! Okay? The Third Reich might get more than 16%. Total unfavorable, 81%. Second question from Pew. On balance, do you think of China as a partner, a competitor, or an enemy of the USA? Partner, 6%. Competitor, 50%. Enemy, 42%. Now, they are an enemy of the United States. They loathe what we stand for here. Freedom. Capitalism, everything about us they hate. Not the Chinese people so much, but the government. They're an enemy. All right, now I did a Smart Life segment a few months ago said don't go to China, Mexico. I'd rather go to China. If I had a business reason to go to China, I'd go. If I had a business reason to go to Mexico, I would not. Not going to Mexico, okay? Corrupt, hurting the USA. So, three young men did not take my advice. Callum Robinson, 33 years old, Australian. Jake Robinson, his brother, 30, Australian. Jack Carter Road, 30, an American. They all attended a concert in Palm Springs. Then they rode down in a car to Ensenada. Ensenada, just south of Tijuana. And they were going to go surfing. Surfing vacation. Okay. All three of them are dead. Murdered. Carjacking. Okay, they actually caught somebody, which is shocking in Mexico, but they caught three suspects, one of whom had one of the young men's cell phones. So the three tried to carjack, and then they killed these three men, stuffed them in a well, their bodies in a well. Now, I'm going to tell you again, do not go to Mexico. It is dangerous, and it's immoral to bring your dollars down there. Now, I know I get letters from concierge members because they do a lot of travel advice to concierge members on Bill O'Reilly DACA. They say our cruise stops there, okay, in Isla Mujeres, in Cozumel. That's okay. I wouldn't get off the boat, but that's me. But if you're just going on, and that's where the cruise gate, they got a port of call there, I understand, because then they'll jet back into the Caribbean. Mexico, oh. Smart life, fast food. So in 2019, fast food prices, burger prices, chicken, all that, up 33%. Thank you, Joe Biden. 33%. Okay. Grocery store prices up 26%. So fast food's outpacing the grocery store. Okay. Sales in the first 3 months of this fiscal year are down about 4%. The people are going, you know what? The Big Mac's not worth it, or whatever it may be. And this, I'm putting this in Smart Life because this is a good thing. Because this, that food will kill you. It will absolutely kill you if you eat a steady diet of that garbage. I'm sorry. It's loaded with sugar and salt. And if you're eating it 2-3 times a week, you're going to die early, and you're going to die painful. Now, there should be warning signs all over the place about this, but there aren't. And poor people, they think they can get a happy meal, all right, for less than they could, you know, get a decent meal. And so they go in. That's why I'm putting this in Smart Life. I'm happy that the prices are up in these fast food joints. Now, full disclosure, I never go to the mainstream fast food places. I will go to Chick-fil-A. I will go there, you know, occasionally. But that's about it. I'm not going to the others. It's just awful. And if you haven't eaten it in a while, and then you go and eat it, your stomach will, it'll tell you. Trust me on that. Stay in history, May 6, 1996. Very interesting story. Very strange. So 28 years ago today, a body washed up on the shores of the Chesapeake Bay. The former CIA director, William Colby, C-O-L-B-Y, found dead. Now, Colby was a shadowy guy. He worked for the OSS during World War II, and he was the Saigon CIA bureau chief, responsible for all of the nefarious stuff that went on in the Vietnam War. He comes back to Maryland, and he lives a quiet life. Nobody knows what he's doing or anything. He goes out on April 27th, 1996, in a canoe for a paddle in the bay. Now, you would assume he'd be wearing a jacket. Everybody who goes out to paddle in a body of water like that wears a jacket, right? Okay. So then he apparently falls overboard, and the canoe was found, but not his body. And then it finally washes up on the shore. So goes to the coroner, and Maryland's chief medical examiner, is a big deal, rules his death to be accidental, saying he had a heart attack and he toppled over into the water. But that doesn't explain the jacket. And, you know, it's possible, absolutely. But his son, Colby's son, produces a documentary called The Man Nobody Knew. This is by Carl Colby. And he says his father committed suicide. Now, why would you commit suicide in a canoe? Does that make sense? No. Anyway, at this point, they closed the case, accidental drowning death. And I'm not a conspiracy guy. You guys know that. Really suspicious about this. Colby, not a good guy. Okay? That Vietnam thing, a lot of bad stuff over there. All right, we got a good rollicking mail segment. And then, like Steely Dan? Steely Dan inspired my column on BillO'Reilly.com that I filed yesterday. So I'll explain that in a final thought. We'll be right back.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful. A lot of anxiety. And it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Okay, let's go to the mail. We got David, concierge member. And if you become a concierge member, you can get any of my books or the Not Woke mug. I mean, this is a fabulous deal here. I don't know how long we can keep this up, by the way. David says, Bill, so glad you explained the very small numbers of both students at these demonstrations on college campuses. As you stated, the vast majority of students and the public at large want nothing to do with the narrative forced upon us by the fanatics. Okay, that's true. Nothing like Vietnam, not even close. Wayne, concierge member. Thank you, Wayne. And I just don't pick concierge member letters. I pick the best letters. It's not weak leadership in America. The White House doesn't want to find out who's funding the protests because they know it's all their supporters. No, Wayne. The fanatical progressive leftists who hate Israel don't like Biden. Because Biden sends arms and money to Israel. That in mind. Todd Worth, Comac, New York. Hey, Bill, I think your judgment regarding Governor Noem killing your dog is clouded by your love for animals. I believe you're making more of this than it is. Shooting a violent dog, killing livestock is not an issue. I think most of Americans are disagreeing with you, Todd. Governor Noem is in major trouble. So, and it's not, I'm not making more of it. I'm just reporting what happened. And saying if I, well, my dog and was eating chickens and biting me, I'd put her down too, but I do it in a more humane way. Eugene Okamoto, Moscow, Tennessee. Bill, can you rank White House press secretaries who, in your opinion, was the best? I can't rank them. It's way too many of them. But the best was George W. Bush's press secretary, the late Tony Snow. Best I ever saw. Most honest, articulate, great guy. Drew Lyon, Wickenburg, Arizona. CBS in Phoenix has showed many ads with Biden and abortion, and not one with the opposing point of view. Is this a balanced advertising campaign? There's no balance in advertising. It's who pays. No balance. Television stations take the ads if they want to, but they're not required to balance anything. Bob DeMarco, Louisville, Kentucky. Am I correct that you actually write your books, O'Reilly, while most celebrities use ghostwriters? Could that be why Kristi Noem didn't read the final pre-publication book? I do write the books. Martin Dugard and I are co-authors. Okay, but here's what's worse. Governor Noem read the audiobook. She had to know what was in it, ghost or no ghost. And she said she met the nut in North Korea, and she didn't. So now they're taking that out. What a mess. What a mess. Chris Kinslinger, Hixton, Wisconsin. I have a rule about tipping. If I have to stand to receive my order, no tip. That makes sense. Chris, that makes sense. Jim Cray, Plano, Texas. Bill, you ran a Smart Life segment a couple of months ago regarding skin cancer screenings. I finally scheduled an appointment with a dermatologist. Turns out there was a spot that looked innocent to me, but was very cancerous. But we caught it early, and it can be cured with minor surgery. You may very well have saved my life. Well, I'm glad, Jim. We are in business to do that with Smart Life segments with concierge membership. So, very good. Mary Robin Pratt, Howell, Michigan. I've enjoyed listening to you for years, O'Reilly. I finally joined the concierge club. Encourage the whole family to listen. They love it, too. I purchased the Killing Books as a Father's Day gift for my son and husband. And God bless you and your family. Very good gifts, the Killing Books. Very, very good. And we got them bundled up. We'll tell you about it in a minute. Doris Fox, Bluffton, South Carolina. Bill, you put me in a bad place. I have all the Killing Books, and now I have to read them again. You'll be so much smarter. That's not a bad place. You got to read them. You know, take your time. There's a lot of information. Okay, so we got a good bundle for Mothers and Father's Day. We got Witches, Legends, Killers, Mob, Crazy Horse, 33% off. That's a fabulous, fabulous deal. All right, the most successful mug we've ever had is Not Woke. You get it free if you become premium or concierge member. And they make great Mother's and Father's Day gifts. The Self-Reliance mug is also very, very successful. We hope you check both of those out. All right, word of the day, do not be supercilious. I use that word. Super, C-I-L-I-O-U-S, supercilious. All right, back with O'Reilly being inspired by Steely Dan in a moment. Okay, as you know, in the final thought, I write a column every Sunday. This column that I filed yesterday was inspired by this song. Go. Never going back to my old school. So I wrote a column on the protests, we all know. But the story that's unreported is the indoctrination of students at formerly traditional schools, like mine, Marist College, Poughkeepsie, New York. And I back it up. Where do you see it? What's going on up there? I love that school. I gave that school more than $1 million to provide scholarships to kids so they can get an education like I got there. That school now is a lunatic asylum. And I use their own words to define what's happening at Marist College. And that is just one of thousands of colleges who have been hijacked by progressive board of trustees and insane presidents. And you've seen it. Columbia, NYU, you've seen the Ivies, you've seen it. But it's down now into the working class schools. And they don't believe in a free education. There's no balance. It's you do it our way or you're in trouble. That's the education they're providing for $70,000 a year. It's outrageous. And you'll never get it on the mainstream media, ever. But I lived it. And it's horrible what's going on. So I hope you read the column. And I'm happy that Steely Dan wrote that song, My Old School. I'm never going back to my old school. I'll go back to Harvard. I'll go back to Boston U. I mean, you know, Boston U's contained it. Harvard is changing now. They have to. But the other one betrayed me. And it's betraying its students. That's what I think. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. I'll see you again tomorrow. And Tulsi Gabbard will be our guest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.